In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and get you caught up on the Eagles. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter-Burrell.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Stockyard. If it's Thursday, it's the Stockyard. I love it. That's our new tagline.
Absolutely.
Boston College football.
It's entertaining.
Thursday,
especially
it's
with
the
you and
Stockyard.
Pete's studying his notes.
I know he is. Look at him.
I don't have the ability to, like, those pliable brains of you younger fellows.
Okay, buddy. I'd say you're pretty smart.
I might be smart if it's written down. I can read it. But...
wait a minute now. You're not giving yourself enough credit because sometimes you come up with some names and some numbers and some facts.
I think somebody humble.
Give me a whack in the back of the head that comes to the front.
I played for Joe Gibbs.
I've heard.
That's all you got to say.
I've heard.
He and I were good for each other. Well, he told me so. He was really good for me.
He was good for you. He was the decision maker.
I learned
that
something
was good
new
for
from Pete today. See, just what I tell my broadcasting class, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah.
Pete told me today that Jim Mora Sr. helped him get his job with the Washington, then Redskins.
That's awesome. Yeah, Jim Mora Sr. is a legend.
Yeah, he's absolutely a great coach, D-line coach.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In Seattle, and I got cut, and he says, I got to make a few phone calls for you.
That's awesome,
and
man.
I guess he called the coach that coached me that was in Washington that was on Seattle staff, and I had a job in like 2 hours. So
that's
it worked
incredible.
Out.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Jim Mora Sr. connections because I played at Brown with Brad Sidwell, whose dad was Steve Sidwell.
Yeah.
Who was the Patriots defensive coordinator years and years and years and years ago, but was Jim Mora's defensive coordinator in New Orleans.
Okay.
So Brad grew up with – Brad's the head football coach at Taunton High School. He's been there for a long time. He was at Franklin High School, but he and I played together at Brown. He grew up in New Orleans. He went to Destrehan High School. And his dad was the defensive coordinator for Jim Mora Sr. And that's the connection that I have to Jim Mora Jr., the head coach at UConn, because every time we see each other, he's like, hey, how's Sid doing? Because they kind of grew up together.
And you guys, when you coach, you spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, you know, especially like coaching families as you rise up the ladder or however you want to say it. Like, you know, everybody knows the Maroons and we're all great friends, you know, because we –
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the same thing with like Sidwell and the Moras and all that, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we'll get to Jim Mora Jr. here in a minute, but let's first of all, great to see you.
Me or him?
Everybody, it's great to be seen.
Yeah, okay, okay, Meter.
We don't have to
beat around the bush, Meter. We got to get going here.
No.
We had a good week of practice.
That's what I was going to say.
We are ready to go. Our guys are fired up. There'll be different guys playing on Saturday based on some of the things, you know, we do, not an excuse. It's just a fact. We have a ton of injuries, especially on defense. So there'll be a lot of new faces out on the field on Saturday, but they're fired up. They had a good week of practice, and they can't wait to play.
And I was thinking about that. You're in an interesting situation where you're making personnel changes out of design and some out of necessity.
That's right. So, I think that's a great way to put it. Yep, offensive line will be definitely different on Saturday. And then defensively, and yeah, you're right. It's design, a little bit of the design, excuse me, but also out of necessity, no doubt about it.
Yep. See a lot of clean jerseys, numbers. I'm going to my chart. I'm going, who's that? Oh, okay. Yep. You know, a lot of guys, but those are guys that coming in, these are a lot of the guys that you recruited.
Yeah,
no doubt. This
we're
is your
excited,
stock.
But, you know, I want to sit here and tell you, you know, like I said this week, we're excited about the future, but we're excited about Saturday. We're excited about the rest of the season. We feel really good about the guys that are going to be playing for us. They got to go out and play well, but we've got a lot of guys that are ready to go.
That's the nice thing about football is win or lose until you get to the end of the season, you get to set things straight a week later.
No doubt. Every week's a different. That's exactly right. Only a football guy would, a real football guy would actually know what that means.
Hit the reset button.
Turn the page. You correct what you need to correct, and you move on to the next because the next story is a whole story unto itself, and another chapter. And so you have to do a great job of you know settling the score of what happened in the previous game. Get this right, but you have to quickly turn the page. And I think our guys, our players, do a great job of that. And you know, they're ready to go. We practice on Sundays, which is hard, you know. And so, you know, after a tough football game, they come in on Sundays. We practice for an hour and a half on Sundays, and they're always ready to go. Like I said this week, I love the team. I love coaching them, and they give us everything they've
got. We're seeing a lot of positives, though. And this is what Pete and I tell people. You got to look forest in the trees thing. There's a lot of positives. There's still, like, Turbo Rich is a positive. KP Price is a positive.
Yeah.
A lot of young defensive players positive. A lot of young offensive players positive. A lot of people don't look at the offensive line. There's guys up front that are playing well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Meter. I appreciate you saying that. But, you know, obviously it's not good to lose, you know, 40 to whatever it is the last 2 weeks. We totally understand that. But we look at the pot – like, we're the type of football team that has a hard time overcoming catastrophic mistakes. And so what I say is, like, if you look back at, you know, the Pitt game – you know, we're going in, you know, we're driving the football. We're finally moving the football. It's 10-0. We get a long seam pass. You know, we fumble it. And instead of being potentially 10-3 or 10-7, it ends up being 17-0. And then it snowballs. We have a hard time with that. Last week, we're driving the football. We've got a pretty good rhythm going. We're going in to make it potentially 24-17.
Right.
We get strip sacked. Okay, now it's 31-3 or whatever, you know what I mean? So those are big plays for Boston College. Like, you know, other places where I've been, those could be overcome a little bit easier than they are here. And so we have to stop making those catastrophic mistakes. It's okay to punt. It's okay to kick a field goal. Like, but we turn the ball over, and so we have to stop turning the ball over.
And that's – can you put your finger on why?
You know, look, I think last year we didn't, you know, we for the most part, we did not do that. I think every year is a little bit different, the way the ball bounces. The guys that, you know, that have laid the ball on the ground are very good players. They don't mean to do it. We coach it. We work it. We do ball security drills every single day. It's just the way the ball bounces. But there, like you guys said, there's a lot of football left. You know, for us here, like, yeah, it hasn't been great. But there's a lot of ball left, and it's, you know, Saturday's a big, big game. We're at home. We're excited about it. Our guys are fired up. I mean, you guys are at practice.
Yeah.
So you tell me what you see.
We see a lot of spirit.
A lot of energy.
A lot of spirit. A lot of
guys
energy.
Love playing.
Yep.
And so, you know, but we got to win. We got to go out there and do it. We totally understand that.
I was impressed. We were watching the team drill later in practice and had a lot of the young guys on the field in the secondary, standing around the secondary. And the upperclassmen were really encouraging the young guys. I was impressed that they were, you know, like bringing them along, coaching them on the sidelines.
Great guys.
Giving them little tips.
I appreciate you saying that, Pete. I mean, there isn't one guy on a football team that I would – and you know this. Like, you've been on so many teams over your career. you probably had a hard time saying that, you know, 100% of the team was just a bunch of really good guys that cared about the team. We have
not everyone.
Right. This team, I'm telling you, it's a good locker room. They care about the team. We go fast pace on offense, so sometimes we finish our period before the defense is finished. And so the offensive guys, kind of like what you're saying, like Logan Taylor, who's one of the best leaders, ultimate captain, tough guy. He always brings the offensive line down to cheer on the last few plays of the offensive scout team versus the defense. And that has added a spirit and an energy to the practice. That's created by them. I didn't have nothing to do with that. So, you know, I think these guys, they love to play football. They're banging on the door. I talked to them today about a few things that I'm not going to really talk to you guys about. But they feel like they're banging on a door, and they really want to go in there and play well on Saturday.
So you're in an interesting spot. Do you motivate with the whip, or do you use the carrot, or a little bit of both?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've been around me for a long time. I've got
a little whip in there.
I mix a little bit of I don't use a whip. Let's make sure.
Figuratively speaking.
That is not what I use.
Let's clarify.
A little bit of humor, a little bit of, get it right. You know, constructive criticism.
There you go. That's what
a little bit of humor, a lot of positivity, some stories. I've been in this situation before. When I was in Houston, we were 2-5, 1-7 straight. When I was in Houston, we were 1-4, 1-10 straight. That's a Houston Texans record. When I was at Penn State, we were 0-2, 1-7 straight. So it's been done before. You know, I know what it looks like. It's about sticking with the process, making tweaks here and there, making sure that you're coaching the coaches, making sure that the players understand. But we feel like we're on the right
track. You went on a run last year when you won 4 out of 6. You finished the season strong.
Yeah, we did.
It's not, I mean, that's the problem, I think, that people have. Look, I'm not preaching to anybody, but the problem is now in sports.
Yeah.
It's a microwave society. It's all about this. It's all about social media. It's all about what have you done for me lately.
Yeah.
Baseball, you got 162. Classic example. It's a long year. Football, people get a little bit more antsy.
But people – but I do, Meter, I really appreciate you saying that. But people want to win, and I get that. But I said this week, too. It does take a while to build a program, right? You're trying to instill a style of football, both on and off the field, a style that you want to play with. You know, hey, this is how we're going to conduct ourselves on campus. We're still not totally there yet. You know, we're okay, but we got to do a better job, you know, going to class and doing the right things. And we don't have a team full of hellraisers. That's not what I'm saying, but we got to do a better job there. We got to understand how we need to play football. We got to tackle better. We have to create better, you know, a better pass rush on defense. We got to run the football better. At times, it looks like we can really run the football. It's not consistent enough. So, you know, we're working on that, and a lot of that's coaching. And like I said this week, it's on me, and I'm working hard to get it right.
Well, there's certainly a lot of good things to come. We're going to take a timeout. We'll get into UConn coming up on the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton with Bill O'Brien after this.
Hey, college football fans, I know you'd do anything for a win on game day and an ice cold Bud Light, because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch, sitting on your lucky stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long, the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win. A win isn't a win without the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light, and there's nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans, come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Hey everybody, it's Andy Hart here. The new weight loss meds are having results, but what happens after you stop taking them? I didn't want to rent my results. I wanted to own them, to keep the weight off. I chose the medication-free solution for weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com.
Ted Johnson here. Over the past 10 years, the weight loss industry has seen it all. New medications, fad diets, sculpting, yet Awaken 180 still stands alone as the proven solution for lasting weight loss. Results at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles!
At Mass General Brigham, we're one against cancer. We're building a world-class center of cancer care with the most cancer surgeries and specialists in the region. With new collaborations, approaches, and treatments, like the only precision proton therapy treatment in New England. We're there with patients for every twist and turn. There's only one, Mass General Brigham. To learn more, visit massgeneralbrigham.org/cancer.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank, member FDIC, member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more on tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
And welcome back to the Stockyard of Brighton. Great to have you with us for the BC Football Show. Eagles and UConn, Saturday at noon. You're a morning program. We won't get into the Pete and I looked at each other when we heard the Louisville start time at 7:30. We'll play at any time, of course. But
you got any juice?
You're like team prime
time. Make the call and make it like a noon game for us?
Nah, I don't have any juice right now. That's for damn sure.
But a noon's a good start. And a good time to get this thing underway. People, do they overestimate the regional rivalry thing? Do we overestimate that?
No. I think that's huge. I really do. I think that's awesome for college football. BC UConn, BC Pitt, BC Syracuse. You know, back in the day, you guys have been doing this for a long time. I mean, those are big rivalries. Those are huge games. You know, I've said this a lot. Like, I've been in the Georgia-Georgia Tech. Auburn, Alabama, Duke, North Carolina. You know, been in a lot of these. Maryland, Virginia was a huge rivalry when I was there. We're both in the ACC. So, you know, these are great games, great for the fans.
Yeah, it should be. And I think the fans have been entertained. You mentioned this after the game. Lewis Baum, what he's done now with 7 catches on Saturday. He's climbing the charts. He's number one in the ACC in receptions.
He's a great player.
What has he done to get better?
He just is a very knowledgeable. You can line him up anywhere. He's got great hands. He's tough, very tough, Chicago tough. Very smart, great leader. He's a captain. When you need a play, he makes a play. He's just a gotta have it type of guy. I mean, he's
always open.
Always open, knows how to get open, understands coverage. He'll be a pro. He'll be a pro, and he'll be a good pro.
Back a few years ago, you couldn't help but notice him shadowing Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
Everything Zay did, he did.
Yeah.
And he was being tutored, and I don't know if Zay knew he was tutoring him, but
He loves Zay. He looks up to Zay. You know, we have recruiting meetings almost every single day, and I was asking about certain guys, and you know, I said, Zay Flowers, tell me his recruiting story. And I didn't know this. You guys obviously know this. But he came here. He was a corner. And they quickly moved him to wide receiver, which was a very good move by Coach Adazio at that point.
Yes, it was.
Moved him to wide receiver. You know, everybody ends up here in different ways, different journeys. Lewis definitely looks up to Zay. I know that for a fact. He holds him in high regard. I don't know Zay. We had a pre-draft meeting when I was with the Patriots. We had a pre-draft meeting with him, but I don't know him that well. But I know he's a great player, and Lewis has done a great job for us.
Well, you get a legacy, position legacy. You get receivers. Got to help you if you got a couple of guys in a row who've had great careers and then going on to the next level, and you're talking to a kid in high school and said, for many years, BC was O-line U, then it was tight end U, and then it was quarterback U for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Is O-line U.
Yeah, no doubt. It's still O-line U. But, yeah, no doubt it helps us in recruiting with the receiver. We have some young guys, Dawson Pugh, obviously, Samaj Fleming, Ned Bolden. We've got some young guys that we think are going to be really good that'll follow in those footsteps. But those are big shoes to fill, no doubt.
Now, back to the necessity, by design of necessity, do you start weaving some of these guys in, getting them more visibility, some exposure?
Yeah, I mean, it starts on special teams. Some of it starts on special teams. You know, you'll see a bunch of guys in there. Griffin Collins, Kamori Dixon, Samaj Fleming. I'm talking about a lot on special teams. TJ Green, Marcus Upton, Omarion Davis, Ashton Cunningham. But they're 17, 18 years old now.
Yeah.
But they're all going to play. Micah Ametti, he's done a hell of a job. Kid from Xaverian, you know, he just got here. He just got here in January.
He's going to play.
Oh, he's a hell of a football player. He makes a lot of plays.
Kid Upton made an amazing tackle.
Upton's a great player.
Saturday.
Love Upton. So there'll be a lot of guys. Robert Smith, the guard, one of the best. He is without a doubt. I'm going to make a bold statement right here. There's two freshman guards that played for me over my career. Only two. Okay? One of them was Tyler Booker at Alabama, who was one of the best players I ever coached. I only coached him as a freshman. And then the other freshman is Robert Smith, one of the best guards I've ever coached. As a freshman.
Big upside.
He's a big-time player. So, yeah, but it's great. It's great for these guys to get those reps.
As far as what we're going to see from UConn, 4-2, they've won 3 straight. They're coming off a bye. But what do you see defensively? Did they do anything different?
High alert, man. High alert. They do it all. They bring it. We showed we watched a lot of tape. Like, you know, there's been games where, you know, first 10 plays of the game, 10 different calls. So you better be ready, man. They're going to bring it. They're going to bring pressure. You got to have your you-know-what together, and you got to be ready to go. You don't know. You can't be a coach. You can't stand up in front of the unit, and you can't say, I know they're going to do this. You don't know that. So you have to follow your rules. You got to play with good tempo. Got to get into a rhythm, and everybody's got to understand, you know, what their rules are, who they're working with. It's a very difficult defense to go against.
And if you're gonna, if you do get some push, it's a type of defense where it's an all or nothing at times.
Yeah,
you can get, you know, punch a hole in the picket fence and go to the house.
Exactly, that happens. But it also, you can get TFL'd if you don't cover it up. So you gotta do a great job, like you said, of make, you know, the big thing is, you've heard this before, like, you know, you gotta cover them up and give the backs, you know, a chance to hit the hole. And that's going to be a big part of the game. Big part of the game.
Quarterbacks.
Offensively, quarterback's a good player. Running backs are good. They got a good wide receiver. Offensive line is tough. You got to have great eye discipline. You have to do your job. All right? So basically, see a little, see a lot. See a lot, see nothing. Do your job. Focus on your job. Don't worry about his job. Take care of your job. And that's a big, big part of the game, because if you start worrying about, well, this is my job, but I'm going to go over here and help my buddy, that's where you get torched by an offense like this. So, you know, we've got to do a good job. It's a do-your-job type of game.
I was impressed by the level of deep detail today in practice.
You mean when I jumped over there?
Yes. I wasn't going to mention any names.
Yeah. Set the edge. You set the edge. Yep. Build a wall.
He was ready to jump in.
And backside has to keep his leverage. Don't overcommit to the front side, but be in a position to make the cutback tackle.
Yeah, guys do a great job running
like
the ball.
I told him, I said, that's as basic as it gets, man, right there. That's all it is.
Set the edge and make sure you don't get cut out of your gap on the backside. That's a big part of the game.
Yeah, it looks like they have a couple backs. 1-0, Cam Edwards looks like a big back. A lot of outside zone, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of their main things that they do. They do a good job of it. It's well coached, and they've got a really good coaching staff. I mean, Jim Moore is a former NFL coach, so very, very big challenge for us. And on special teams, you know, good return game. You know, when we punt, we better be ready, because they're going to come after it. So we better have our stuff together relative to our punt protection, which we've had a good week of that. But you know, we got to be ready to go.
No, they went big time in the portal, and defensive line and offensive line. I spoke to my counterpart yesterday, and very kind of a sea change in personnel last year, and brought a lot of guys from big programs, and they seem to have put something together.
Yeah, no, they're a good football team. They do a good job. Jim Moore's done a good job. He's been there, I think, three or four years now. He's got it going pretty good, and be a big challenge. I'm glad we have him at home, and we're excited for the opportunity.
As far as BC quarterbacks go, we've seen them all. Where do they all stand through six games?
Our quarterbacks?
Yes.
They're all fighting, man. They're fighting to get better. They're working hard to improve. Great group of guys, smart, competitive, and love coaching them.
You got a team coming in here that's riding high. They've couple consecutive wins. They had a week off. They get better. Their people are all back. They're going to make the two-hour drive up from Connecticut, and they're going to come in here and try to make a statement. And
let's go.
Bring it on.
Yeah, man. They should be favored. They got a better record than us. Everybody's like, why would you say that? Well, how would we be favored? They have a better record than us, so they should be favored. And, you know, we'll show up. We know what time we need to be there. The Eagle Walk starts at, you know, whatever, I don't know, 10:15 or whatever it is, and our bus will pull in at 10:14 or whatever it is, and we'll get off the bus, we'll walk to the locker room, we'll put our pads on, and we will be ready to play.
I got that impression today at practice.
I'm sure you did.
You did. Well, boy, he was stalking the sideline. It's great to watch practice.
Well, I mean, if we had to play Pete, we'd be in trouble, though. So let's go easy.
Not today.
Today he was ready.
In a younger body, maybe. But
you know. He almost jumped in today. Special teams, BC, another gold star. Luca Lombardo.
Yep.
One of the best kickers in the country. I think he's one of 14 kickers that hasn't missed yet. A field
yep.
goal. Exactly.
Thanks, Meter.
Punting's excellent. Everything's stabilized.
Yeah, no, the special teams has done a good job. I mean, Luca's done a good job. I think Seamus has punted well. Andy Quinn, when we've asked him to come in there and kick, he's done a nice job. I think the coverage units, Charlie Camella, Zavarian guy, has done an unbelievable job of covering kicks and returning punts this year. You know, a lot of playmakers, you know, I think we've done our some of our young guys, O'Marion Davis, you know, have really Marcus Upton, you know, covering kicks has been really good, and you know, I'm happy with the special teams.
Oh, that's an interesting situation because it's a point of entry for a lot of young guys.
No doubt, that's where you start for the skill guys.
But you still, you got upperclassmen guys who are in your two deep, who are actively involved in special teams.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Luke McLaughlin's a gunner. He's one of the captains. Luke McLaughlin's an awesome guy. Total BC, just a great dude. Juan's a ball. On the punt team, you know, we have all veterans, really. Ben Mann, nobody really talks about Ben Mann. Ben Mann's an NFL prospect, long snapper. He might get drafted. Yale transfer. He's done an unbelievable job. KP Price has helped us a lot. You know, we don't mention him. There's some starters, you know, Carter Davis. There's been a lot of really – Omar Thornton. There's been a lot of good guys that have helped us on special teams too.
This is where Pete tells us what's the best way in the NFL.
Best way what? Best way in?
Yes. The best position is – a long snapper.
It's the best of the worst because nobody wants to know who you are until you put one over the punter's
head. Yeah, that's why. But if you're consistent, then you're set for
life.
Then if you win a Super Bowl, then you're really set for
life. I actually got a standing ovation at Soldiers Field, so, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
So I know all about it.
But the long snapper –
Very important job. Yeah.
That's why the Patriots drafted one. Kind of need one.
They've had some great long snappers over the years. Lonnie Paxton, Joe Cardona. I'm not sure who it is now, but
get Ashby from Vanderbilt. But Zach Diossi is a perfect testament.
Yeah, Zach Diossi
had a great career.
Brown University.
Yep. Yeah, you kind of need one of those.
Yep.
This is the BC Football Show. We'll continue with more from Bill O'Brien right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy Hart here. The new weight loss meds are having results, but what happens after you stop taking them? I didn't want to rent my results. I wanted to own them to keep the weight off. I chose the medication-free solution for weight loss. Awaken180weightloss.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ted Johnson here. Over the past 10 years, the weight loss industry has seen it all. New medications, fad diets, sculpting, yet Awaken 180 still stands alone as the proven solution for lasting weight loss. Results at Awaken180weightloss.com.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles.
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern, proud owner of McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing car family. Over 30 dealerships and more than 8,000 vehicles across the Boston Metro, ready for you today. Boston College students, alumni, families, this is your home turf. Skip the rest. Shop with the best. Your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff. McGovernAuto.com. That's McGovernAuto.com. Go Eagles!
This is Andy Powers. If you're looking for the greatest selection of everything for hockey and more, then get to Sports Etc. at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington, Boston's best hockey shop, or online at sportsetc.net.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Hey, it's Sean Flaherty, managing partner at Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, we don't just work here, we live here. We're part of the same neighborhoods, the same schools, the same New England towns that you call home. So when life hits hard and you need someone in your corner, you deserve lawyers who truly understand what's at stake. With over 40 years of experience and more than $3 billion recovered for the people of New England, we know how to win, and we know how to fight for you. Visit ketcheslaw.com today to schedule your free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless you win.
Live from the Stockyard, you're listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Once again, here's John Meter Perrell.
Welcome back to the BC Football Show. We're at the Stockyard every Thursday night. Look at this. We got the beef in front of us, cutting the nice little cubes. You guys are diving into that.
Finger food.
You guys.
I haven't had a piece yet.
But oh, this is on your, you on your awakened diet.
Jeez,
Jimmy. I am not. Nope.
Mr. Awakened 180.
Mr. Awakened 180. But I know you heard the ad today.
I did.
WEI.
But that's on your diet.
It is on my diet, but I'm not that hungry yet.
Is it, though?
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Beef, protein.
I think your interpretation of this diet's a little different than mine.
Well, I'm looking across the table here, and I notice you've looked really good.
That said with such sarcasm.
Oh, wasn't directed at you.
Plus 13 pounds.
This guy's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
he needed to. Commercials
he needed
for him now.
To. Down 13. Yeah.
Look like he ate a small dog.
If I lose 40, I'll be like 120. What do you want?
That's okay.
We don't want you to be 120. Don't be sensitive.
No, I'm just still. Struck a nerve.
I'm angry. That was the intent.
I'm angry. I got no sweetest fish. I haven't had sweetest fish in a month.
Well, I'm not a sugar guy. You are.
Yes, I am. I told you I was out to dinner the other night with my friends from Weston High. They have two cookies. For
here
dessert.
We go. Here we go.
Two cookies. We're Legacy cookies. Place in Dedham. Two
How
cookies.
Many buddies from Weston High?
I got a bunch.
Oh, I know you do, but I mean, that go out. Like, how many go out to dinner?
We had five.
Jeez.
Yeah. One was in from Hawaii. Used to play football at Yale.
Okay.
But cookies for dessert. I'm like, can't do it.
Tough.
I just sat there and stared at them. I'm like,
you can cheat. I mean, if you're just eating veggies for lunch, can't you have a cookie at dinner?
No.
Again, I'm
and
not.
You're giving
I'm
me
not,
a hard time about eating.
Awakened 180 is going to be mad at me.
By the way, it's awakened180weightloss.com. I know you were taking notes there as you heard the ad.
Hey, I heard you say on your radio bit that you go to the – is there a store in Newton Court?
Yeah,
I
didn't
know.
Right next to Buff's Pub.
Can you buy the food there? You can buy the little packets of oatmeal?
Yes, sure. Oatmeal.
Jeez.
So you go in there
chicken
and you
soup.
Get – soup.
Right next
weighed.
To Buff's Pub?
Right next door and eat a bunch of wings.
I got you.
I mean, it's magical.
Someone asked me that. They're like, that's strategic by them.
It's okay.
Like, right next to Buff's Pub.
Yeah.
I walked in today, and I can smell the French
fries. We'll
have
about 50 wings and then head right next door to the Awakened 180.
No, you do it the other way around. You weigh in, then you go to the wing.
Yeah.
No, but they do a great job, great coaching staff, so to speak. They weigh you. They tell you what you need to do. They sit you down for 20 minutes.
Well, but see, you being a coach, we think you'd appreciate the coaching. I've met a coach that didn't like to, and I never met a salesman that didn't like to be sold. Maybe I've met a coach that didn't want to be coached. You never know. You never know. Bringing out the best of all of us.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a hell of a diet. I will say that.
We all feel lighter.
You want to lose weight? Go on a Wagon 180.
Yep. They do a good job.
For 5 or 6 weeks, you're going to lose weight. Yep.
There's a special October plan right now. You could get in on that.
Because that's centered around Halloween, so you got
of course.
Right.
Trust me.
It's such a discipline.
That's a bad day for you, isn't it, Meter?
Terrible. It takes a lot of discipline.
2 weeks from today. No, 2 weeks, whatever. 2 weeks.
Well, you're down. You're way down. You're noticeably down.
Hey, whoa.
He looks good.
All right, with the sarcasm.
Enough with the sarcasm.
No, that's all you. Come on, you do. Everybody looks good.
I think I'm off it tonight. I think I'm gonna stop.
You look good in black. It's a slimming color. Don't go with the white. But anyway, we'll Wagon 180. Though. Yep.
We got a great crowd the other night. Sold out crowd. Should be another great crowd on Saturday. Yep. Part of that, too, this week will be our good friend Ray Perrone is here, as always. He has the Varsity Club Hall of Fame. There'll be another class. Pete will be the MC October 19th. Richard Schoenfeld, of course.
El Presidente.
And part of that class this year, it's a bumper crop.
Let me tell you who's in the class.
Yes.
Tatiana Cortez, softball. Let me see here. Who else we got? Ben Eves, hockey. Patrick Eves. No relation, brothers, hockey. Mike Gillis, lacrosse. Let me see here. Greg Buskamp, wrestling. I'll get it. I butcher names. Kidding me?
You need glasses?
We got Michaela Ricks is women's lacrosse. Let me see who else here. Kobe Stanwyck, women's lacrosse. Mickey Wiswell, baseball, and one Bryant St. Pierre.
There you go. St. John's Prep finest.
So
Bryant St. Pierre and I go back a long way. His dad was our team doctor at St. John's Prep.
Right.
Awesome guy. When I went up to see Zavarian, see St. John's Prep play Central Catholic a few weeks ago, and Doc St. Pierre was there. Fred Glatz was there, who's the legendary coach that retired 90 years old. He was there. Jimmy O'Leary, my coach, who coached a lot of teams, Coach Bryant St. Pierre was there. So it was a great night. Bryant St. Pierre is just an awesome guy. He played here. I think he beat Notre Dame at least twice, I think, while he was here. Had unbelievable games when he was here. Was a great player. Went on to play in the pros. Played for the Steelers, played for the Arizona Cardinals, played for some great coaches, I know he played for Mark Whipple at Pittsburgh, he played for Bruce Arians, he played for Ken Wisenhunt, I think, and just an awesome, awesome player. And then when Jimmy O'Leary, when he was done playing, Jimmy O'Leary retired, and they hired Bryant St. Pierre to be the head high school coach at St. John's Prep, and he's done a great job there, man. He's done a great job with that program. Those kids love him. Those of you that know Bryant is the most consistent person I think I've ever met. He's the same guy every day, every minute of the day. He's not an up-and-down guy. You can see why he was a great quarterback because he was very poised, and that's how he is as a coach. He does a great job and has done an awesome job at my alma mater, St. John's Prep.
He's got a great sense of humor, too.
Yeah. I know he was your sideline guy for a while.
We traveled with him a few times. Yeah. We almost, Brian and I all had a trip to Clemson where we thought we were going to get bus sick. We were both going through the hills of Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Right. And we
rock and
we
roll.
We bonded. No, Brian's awesome.
Yeah.
Love Brian. And everybody who's coached by Brian loves Brian.
Right? Let me say something else, though, about these people that are here tonight, Ray and Paul and Richard and Cheryl, I mean, all these people that are here, John, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate your support and the pride that you take in Boston College for however many years. You know, I don't want to age any of you, but it's just incredible to me, and I think that's what is so awesome about, you know, this program. Is because of you guys and there's several other people here. I see Mike Ryan here. I see a lot of people here that take a lot of pride in this program. And I just want to tell you on behalf of our staff, our players, our football program, I really want to thank you for all the support, not only with the Hall of Fame, but just the emails that you guys send to me and just the support. I really appreciate it. And I pledge to you that we're working, I think you know this, but we're working very hard to get this headed in the right direction. It's not where we want it to be right now, but I think we're on the right track, and I appreciate your support.
All right. Well said. Well said.
The core group of people that are going to be here through thick and thin.
It's incredible.
This is a representation of them.
You know, incredible.
It's a. I've been around the program a long time, and they're not always the same people. And this is just a small sampling of
right.
the people who are in your corner at all times.
Yep.
So that's I don't know if that's going to help you at all, but it's nice to know that you've got people in your corner.
No doubt.
We run across them all the time. Even people, just random people from across the country, have called me this week. So you're close. You hear that all the time.
Yep.
I'm sure.
Yep. So yep.
No question about that. As far as the. I know you answered some of these questions this week about UConn. You mentioned some of the complexities that they give, but it's more about what you guys do to avoid those catastrophic plays. How do you coach that?
Well, I mean, again, it goes back to we have to do a great job on defense of playing with great eye discipline. We make the call. We don't need too many calls. We don't need, you know, a playbook of calls. We need to have some calls, and everybody knows what to do, and they do their job, and they play very fast. We got to tackle better. You know, at times we've tackled well, but we missed too many tackles. And some of the teams we've played are hard to tackle. And so we got to do a better job of tackling. Offensively, we've got to follow our rules, right? This is who we're going to in a running game. This is who we have in protection. This is the route. This is the coverage. You're going to see a lot of kind of exotic type looks. Got to follow our rules. Got to be ready to go.
Got my football question of the week. When a quarterback calls a play, passing play, there's a progression. Everyone's vaguely familiar with what a progression is. And when a play is called, is there a target that the progression spills off of, or is it left to right, short to deep? How do you determine who's going to get the ball? Get open.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. We have different categories of reads, not too many, but we have different. So in the drop back passing game, we have progression reads, right? So in any drop back passing game, now this does not include three. This is a long answer, so how much time do you have?
Oh, that's all right.
This does not include three-step. We're just talking about from the shotgun, three-step drop from the shotgun. We have progression reads, right? So one part of the read is a vertical route, right, or two vertical routes with horizontal routes coming into that. So we always start with the vertical route pre-snap. Do we like the vertical route, whatever it is? Then we have this horizontal working into our vision. So that's either vertical on the right, right to left, horizontal's coming from the left.
And the quarterback,
flip it if it's left.
Quarterback's reading the secondary?
It's the coverage, right? So pre-snap, he wants to get as much information as he can quickly. It takes about 2 seconds. He's got to gather as much information of, you know, where the nickel is, where the field safety is, where the boundary safety is to try to understand, because he might eliminate. Part of playing quarterback is, you know what, that's gone. That's not good versus this coverage. I'm going right here. Some of it could be, boom, I don't know what the coverage is. I'm going to start here, boom, 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 across the field because I got this horizontal working into my vision. The next thing is man or zone. So we try to indicate to them, hey, this side beats man, this side beats zone. So you'll see like motions and shifts that try to indicate with them. And then the other one that's big for us is play action. So when we play action, it's always top down. So we make a fake. Sometimes we turn our back to the defense, so we have to locate, get back and locate the free safety, understand what he's doing, and we read it top down. As we read it top down, if we're able to periff that the check down route has just kind of broken loose, we got to take it now because it gains yards. And so that's kind of how we teach it, you know, initially.
Then the targets, the quarterback obviously has favorites.
Well, I mean, you know, for us, obviously, you know, we have guy, everybody knows, you know, Lewis Bond is, you know, obviously is our best player, Reed Harris. We got to do a better job of getting him the ball. Jeremiah Franklin, you know, Turbo out of the backfield.
So the quarterback knows where these guys
are. Yeah, we put, they're in specific, maybe not as much as pro football. Like when I was in pro football and I had DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, And, you know, a slot receiver, I always, okay, how many of these plays does the read start with Hopkins? Well, 20 of them do. And then 10 of them, the read starts with Fuller, and then the rest is the rest. So in college, it's a little bit different. You just, you know, it's more of based on coverage and, like I was saying, the progression of the read. But we know who the main guys are.
It'll be a quiz at 7:01. You got that?
I mean, you asked the question. Oh, no, you're going to get long answers.
I think that people, I get it all the time. And I say, well, I'll ask the coach.
Yep.
That's good answer. Good question. We got to take a timeout. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard of Brighton. Back with more after this.
Hey, college football fans. I know you'd do anything for a win on game day and an ice cold Bud Light. Because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch, sitting on your lucky stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long, the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win. A win isn't a win without the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light. And there's nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire, and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
Eagles, it's time to upgrade your tailgate game with a new car from McGovern Auto Group, the official automotive sponsor of Boston College. Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern is proud to serve Boston students, alumni, and families with over 20 brands and 8,000 vehicles in stock right now. McGovern Auto Group has the car to help every single Eagle soar the streets in style. Shop online at McGovern Auto Group or stop into one of our 30 locations across New England. Go Eagles!
Empower. Jen has ordered a decadent seafood tower, king crab legs, lobster tails, and a waterfall of caviar. Pricey? You bet. But Jen worked with Empower on her savings and investment strategy and planned for splurges like these. She got good at money, so she can be a little bad. Ooh, champagne. Empower. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisory Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. OMG, those shrimps are really jumbo.
It's always the nights that end too quickly that leave memories that last a lifetime. Whether it's sharing a toast after work to celebrate being one day closer to the weekend, or hitting your lucky Keno numbers and celebrating with a dance you should be embarrassed to do in public. The games from the Mass State Lottery are the ideal complement to that unforgettable night. So let's celebrate the nights that connect us, because the ones we spend together are the ones we win together. The Mass State Lottery. Celebrate the night.
Hey, it's Sean Flaherty, managing partner at Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, we're more than just attorneys. We're your neighbors. We live in the same towns, we walk the same streets, and we care about the communities we serve. When life throws the unexpected your way and you need real results, you need real trial lawyers. Ketch's Law has recovered over $3 billion for the people of New England. From workplace injuries and medical malpractice to serious accidents, we fight for what's right every time. Visit Ketch'sLaw.com or call today to schedule your free consultation.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more on tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
BC Football Show. Good to have you with us as always as we roll along here. All right, 1 minute timeout. ALCS, NLCS.
Yeah.
You like I are engrossed. You're probably not watching as much as I am, but
well, Colleen and Michael are watching it, so they keep me up to date with what's going on.
There you go.
But I will. Can I say something though?
Yes.
I just gotta say it. Without the Red, you know, the Red Sox aren't in it, right? So then you got the Brewers and the Blue Jays. Like, it doesn't really fire me up.
I agree.
Then you got the Dodgers and the Mariners. Like, I mean, does that fire anybody up?
No, it doesn't resonate.
When the Red Sox aren't in it, it's just tough.
And then the Bregman news yesterday.
But he could come back, though.
He can.
He's opting out to get more, a little bit more cabbage.
Well, see who his agent is.
I know. But, I mean, just because he opts out doesn't mean he doesn't want to be back with the Red Sox.
There's hope. There's hope. But I texted you and, you know, when the play was made. Sal Frelick Boston College, everybody. One of the best outfielders in baseball, period.
What a play.
Period. He doesn't get enough credit. And one of the top five players I've seen.
What was it? 8-6. What was it?
It was an 8-6-2 double play?
Yeah, 8-6-2.
8-6-2 double play.
Chrisione knows.
He knows. Paul's all over it. If you missed it, he went back, as Chris Berman would say.
Yeah.
Went up against the wall like Spider-Man. Yeah. Almost caught the ball, brought it down on a rebound. The announcers were confused. Yeah. Everybody was confused.
Lexington High School, right?
Lexington High School.
Great high school quarterback.
Yep. His dad played at Pitt. And one of those deals where he made a miraculous play.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It was.
That was a great play.
But good for him. We talked to him on the pod.
Yep.
Couple months ago, great kid.
Awesome guy.
Pete and I had a moment, too, on Saturday. We talked to Justin Simmons.
Yep.
Who was a four-time All-Pro.
Great visit.
Great visit.
Yeah, good guy.
And always said afterwards, that's a BC guy. And those are the guys you want to keep bringing back.
Absolutely. And recruit a few more of them, too.
Of course. Yes.
Four-time All-Pros, that can help us out a lot.
That could help you, yeah.
And he played on some tough teams. Yeah. The records were – hard to swallow, but it just he's representative of a guy who hung in there and just kept grinding.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah, no doubt. Coached against him in the NFL several times.
Very he's impressive.
Unbelievable athlete.
Physically, you're like, wow.
He could jump over the line of scrimmage and cover man-to-man, tight ends. Like, he was a guy that you had to point out in the scouting report meetings every week, every time you played him.
All right, another thing, a grab bag here. I know you're a big documentary guy.
Yep.
Off-season.
What do you got?
John Candy.
Oh, I heard it's unbelievable.
I Like Me. Title on Amazon. Phenomenal.
I heard that's unbelievable. I'm still working on the Charlie Sheen. I don't have time. I don't watch the
of course
in the off-season.
Off-season, that's what I said.
Well,
off-season.
I don't have quite as much time as Meter does.
Well,
he can get slimmed down. He can watch his documentaries.
Well, at least you're halfway there. But the
– Yeah.
Now, if you were watching documentaries, people might be scratching your head. What are you watching?
We're not making news here.
No,
this is the off season.
That's on your off season list.
Yeah, yes. I don't think the fans want to hear that I'm watching a bunch of documentaries. That would not go over well.
Probably.
That's kind of where I was going.
Yeah.
Yes, probably not. And I'm reading a great book too. I know you're a book guy.
Yeah,
American Kings.
Oh, I heard that's awesome about the quarterback.
Wickersham.
The quarterbacks. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I got
you. Love it. I mean. Yeah. Obviously, it's near and dear to your heart. Yeah. I also saw a great thing. Eli Manning, ESPN, does those.
Yeah, with bits. About Mike Leach.
Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. I saw a clip of it.
Phenomenal.
With Holgorsen on there.
Holgorsen.
Yeah.
Hal Mumme. Architects of the Air Raid offense.
Yep.
Were you caught up in that at all?
Oh, yeah. Hal Mumme came to Georgia Tech and clinicked us when I was at Georgia Tech. Yeah, he clinicked us on the Air Raid offense.
So it made sense to you? Everything
he was at Kentucky. He was recruiting in Atlanta. And George O'Leary invited him over, and he clinicked us on, it was spread. It was four wide, no tight end. Spread, boom, quick game, just unbelievable. Yeah, one word. Told everybody what to do.
Leach was a character.
Total.
The ultimate character. But Wes Welker was a huge part of that.
Welker, Kingsbury.
Danny Amendola.
Kingsbury was the quarterback. And then the branches, right? So – Patrick Mahomes.
Oh yeah,
Baker Mayfield. They all played for, Mike Leach guys.
Yeah, no. I mean,
in college,
talk about an exciting offense.
Pretty good tree.
Good tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of points.
Lots of points.
Explosive.
All right, BC UConn. Give us your keys to the game because we're going to bring on a special guest there in a minute.
Yeah, BC UConn. So again, we got to start fast. Come out of the gates ready to go. Offensively, follow our rules. Make sure we're on high alert on every play because they do a lot of different things. I think defensively, it's going to be a big eye discipline game. Again, doing some different things, and then special teams. Right, got to cover kicks. Got to do a great job of staying on our blocks, no penalties, taking care of the ball in a return game. But, Isaiah Ferris, Charlie Camella, punt returners, TJ Green, kickoff returner. So it's a big game for them.
That's going to be a big game for everybody. Look who just sat down, the Hall of Famer, Jerry York. Many Hall of Fames. Hello, legend. Jerry.
I'm representing Bregman. He's turned down $40 million.
Yeah. It's not enough.
I know.
What a world, Jerry. What a world.
Wow.
How you doing? You just replaced the Hall of Famer, Pete Cronin. We got another Hall of Famer, Jerry York.
And a Watertown background, Yeah, so I kind of like that.
What did he do? Did you hang out in Watertown at times, Pete?
He married Waterstones.
He's there now.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Nice. I didn't know that.
Wife grew up there. We have to translate for the audience. But Jerry, great to see you. How everything good? Golf
good.
Game's good.
Hey, I wanted to step in just for a sec because you know I was thinking back when I started at BC, my second year, I was rebuilding a program, and we were just really in tough shape. You know, injuries, different things were happening, and but the core, like Bill was saying, the core of the people stayed with us.
Yeah.
They could see us building, and you know we just went on from there. And I was thinking back, driving up tonight, you know, I've had 6 football coaches since I've been really involved in BC football.
Yeah.
You know, sat with Dan Henning way back. And this is the best guy we've had as far as anything you want to look at and rate, whether it's his recruiting, his impact in the university, what he's doing with our team. And it's going to get better. You know, I've just got a terrific feeling that, you know, it might not be the next couple of games, but it's going to be over the – what we're trying to build is, you know, a team that can compete for ACC championships. Blake knows it. I know it. We have the best, like I said, of the 6 I've watched. And I've liked them all. It was all 6 different coaches that came in, but this is the best guy. So we've got to recognize that, support him, and watch us rebuild as we get better and better as we go through the – you know, the time period here of O'Brien football. And I feel so confident and so excited that, you know, sitting there, I said, I got to go and talk about what I envisioned going through. And so, you know, BC stayed with me, and then all of a sudden things started to click, and I think we're going to see the exact same thing here. So, again, welcome once again to BC. And
appreciate
it. We love having you here.
It means a lot. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now the cap
coming from a legend, that means a lot.
That's
a
huge.
But the caveat is
got to win.
St. John's Prep.
St. John's Prep. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm BC High through and through.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
But you know, we're sorry about that.
No,
sorry
no.
about that.
No, it's a great rivalry.
But yeah, it's a great rivalry. Yeah. And you know, Sunday we have the Hall of Fame with Brian St. Pierre coming down,
yeah.
and
yep.
we have the two Eves brothers.
Yep.
So it's gonna be a great time to come yeah. down. So.
That's awesome.
But again, support them, back them, and let's get this thing going.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
Jerry York.
Appreciate that.
See, that's, boy, that's high praise right there.
I mean, doesn't get much better than that, especially for Colleen and I. Like, you know, in many ways, especially because of Colleen, we're a hockey family. You know, she is a 92 graduate of BC and worked in the hockey program here and loves Coach York and his wife and – it's awesome. I appreciate that a lot. It means a lot to me. But, you know, look, he's right. You know, it's we're building something, but in the end, you got to win. And he probably knew that in his second year, and I know that in my second year. But we believe in what we're doing. We're sticking with it. And there are things have to improve. We understand that. But, you know, we're working hard to get him better.
Yeah, all very true. I think you made a good point this week when you emphasized building a program. You've been here 19 months.
Yeah.
And it's a process.
Yeah,
people might not want to hear that, as you said, but it's the truth.
And the other thing is, though, I will say this too, is that and I think Coach would agree with this. There's a lot of football left this year.
Oh yeah,
this year there's a lot of football left. There's yeah. a big game here on Saturday.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's other a lot of games left. This season's not over. And I think if you watch practice, what you guys do, you'll see our players. Our players know that this season's not over. You know, you watch the effort. These guys practice hard. I mean, I think you guys would agree with that. And I love the kids. I really am very I'm very attached to these kids and everything that they give us. And they, I mean, these guys give us everything they got. And I love coaching them.
Well, a great effort Saturday is in order.
Yep.
Against a high-flying opponent at the moment.
Yep.
Your neighbor. And we're going to find out who the biggest dog in the yard is.
They will find out. We'll find out.
Look,
they're
a
good
I
football
think.
Team.
Oh, they're very
good.
Good
football
no,
team.
No
They've got a good coach,
it.
And they do a lot of good things. And, you know, it's going to be a very challenging game. But, like I said, our guys are very excited.
We're excited as well. Bill, a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Good
Appreciate
luck
it.
Good luck Saturday.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. See you in the winner's circle.
Bill O'Brien of the BC Football Show. Special thanks, Paul Criscione. You all good? All right. Special thanks to Richard Schoenfeld, everybody. Ray Perrone, of course. John Merlesina, all of them. Who? Oh, John Melusina. Yeah, of course. We got to take a break. We're out of here. For Pete Cronin, I'm John Mita Perrell. This is the BC Football Show every Thursday night from the Stockyard. Griffin Ward, thank you. Justin Turpin as well. Cast of Thousands. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Invest well and live a little at empower.com. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. NWN, the official technology infrastructure partner of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. And the Stockyard, Boston's best steakhouse. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Eagles Radio Network.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.